This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Shaka Khan and Ain't Nobody here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Actually, that reminds me of Eric Lawler's gag on Twitter last night. Watching the match.
What did he buy? Didn't see it. What did he do?
He was doing this thing. You know, Granit Xhaka played for Arsenal. Did he still play for Arsenal?
That's Swiss. I don't know.
Anyway, I think he got a yellow card. And Eric put up, if there's any man capable of getting another yellow card and getting sent off, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan, everybody Shaka Khan.
Oh, God.
Anyway, welcome along, folks. 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 16th of October. Good to have you along, folks. Much appreciated all the time.
Not the day we thought it was going to be after last night. I mean, honest to God, Ireland. Yeah. Ireland, Republic of Ireland. Revved it up and there we go.
Yeah, revved it up and fecked off.
And that's the end of that now.
Come on, there's still the Danes.
How would you stop? The Danes are a proper
In the immortal words of our very own song, we're going to stuff the Danes.
Oh my God. I love the optimism. I really do love the optimism. And I'd love if they do it, but I'd say there's more chance of me farting fairies than there is to... Yeah.
I think it'll be a great atmosphere in the Aviva on the, what is it, 18th of November or something. It'll be a great, you know what I mean? It'll be a great atmosphere, a great build up. It'll be a great anticipation, and then the match will start, and it'll be like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh. It's amazing that, like, Gibraltar scored two against Georgia last night.
Yeah.
We couldn't score one against them. And we scored one against Ireland.
Yeah.
Scored against Ireland last night.
It does feel like that's where it slipped up a bit, all right.
Look,
you never know. As Glenn Whelan said in his post-match interview, you know, wouldn't be Ireland if we didn't do it the hard way.
Yeah, I know what he's saying, and I think Glenn Whelan's a great bloke, but we're not going to do it at all, like, being honest with you. So that's a different way of saying things, I suppose.
Anyway, it's 10 past 6. We need to move on because, my God, I think today is going to be your day.
Right,
Eddie. You know the way you've two in the bag and you need three.
Yesterday was the closest of all days. Yesterday was was cracking going.
You have 2 days off already in the bank.
I do.
And you need one more for your little anticipated jolly. And I think today could be the day it gets delivered because there's eight birthdays.
Hit me with your best Jimmy Maccabi.
So you start massaging your brain there.
I've been massaging it all night with the woe and dread of Swiss Toblerone talk.
Mark Morrison, of course, returning the Mac. Almost 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. About to take on the celebrity birthdays for today. Raking them today. 8 of them. I was right, 8 of them to have a go at. My God, man.
Yeah, I will never get through 8. But
this could be your day, right? We'll split them up for you anyway. So, but I mean, this could be it. 3 out of these 8.
Right, let's get it. Let's get stuck in.
They're better odds than Ireland scoring against Georgia. They are.
Yeah, but then so is like a lot of things.
Right, here we go.
Trying to depress me is. He said, you know what I mean?
This is your birthday, or should I say birthdays, number one.
We met Barack Obama, okay, and he was like, so what is Jedward? And we told him that it's John and Ed and you put together and a mixed Jedward. All the biggest people in Ireland were there. Daniel Day-Lewis was there, Gabriel Byrne was there, we were there, he skipped everyone, walked straight to us, and Michelle Obama was there also.
Bono wasn't there.
Yeah,
he was too cool. He was on tour.
That's such a weird way to
what
end,
a weird way of saying that. Like, what? Why bring him even up if he was off? If he has nothing to do with the situation?
And it's a difference of opinion there. Bono wasn't there. Yeah, he was too cool. No, he was on tour.
Such a.
Imagine Bono deciding he was too cool to meet Barack Obama, and
yeah,
and while Daniel Day-Lewis and.
See, Jedward did uncool the situation a little bit.
Yeah.
Although I have to say, I did meet those lads over the years, they were always
mad.
They're exactly as you see, to be quite honest. There is no on-stage and off-stage Jedward.
Hardest interview I've ever done in my life.
Well, really? Did you?
Yeah, hardest interview ever.
As in what, they just didn't stick to the topic at all?
Well, there is no topic.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It was just, I mean, literally, it must be what the equivalent of being... You know that Rocky scene where he's trying to chase the chicken?
Yeah.
Around, you like know, part of a story. It must be like that.
Interviewed a couple of meerkats.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah, like two little meerkats. Yeah. Look at it, look at over there, look at over there, look at over there. Look, look, look at over there, look at over there, look at over there. Although I do miss them. I never thought I'd say it, but I do miss them.
Are they still doing anything?
Should they get their mother to be their manager and let go of Louis Walsh or something like that? Yeah. Something, I think that was... It's gone up. They've been fairly fair quiet since then.
Mm.
But they were a great crack to have around. Very annoying to some people, but I thought they were a great crack.
Yeah. And to be
I'm
fair...
I'm very annoying to a lot of people.
Weird sort of... Like, you know, properly popular. For all of the slagging.
The Jedward Army were out there.
Absolutely.
They loved them. Absolutely
do
loved
they have,
them.
Do their fans have a nickname? That isn't abusive.
I don't know. There's definitely a few nicknames.
The Grimies.
No, I've no idea.
Anyway, so the twins, John and Edward Grimes, Jedward to you and I.
Jedward.
How old would they be, sir?
I think I'm about 20 years older than them. I'm going to say they're like 24.
28?
They're not!
They're 28 now.
They are not!
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're knocking on the door at 30.
That's so weird when Jedward are nearly 30.
Jeepers.
Right, next one for you.
This
could be a good one for you. A man who's been in the news for all the wrong reasons lately. John Delaney is celebrating his birthday
today.
I have a feeling that his birthday party this year might be slightly different to his birthday party over the last couple of years.
I tell you something. You see, there was a picture going around him.
For a start, he might actually pay for himself.
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous, Jim. There's always going to be someone to do that. Did you see? It was pictures of him going around over in Tbilisi. He's still following the team anyway.
Is he?
So he's still obviously related to somebody somewhere doing some sort of thing to something.
Related to somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. God forbid he'd have actually paid and gone.
What an absolute gangster the man turned out to be. A gangster!
I tell you, there's going to be there's going to be a cracking book and maybe even a cracking movie in that.
I'll tell you, it'll be the only way to get this movie done right is to get the lads out again. De Niro to play it.
Yeah,
that's the only way.
Absolutely, yeah.
A Pacino. That's the only way. You know all the music playing. The FAI. You know, the family.
Yeah.
Where the money goes in and it never goes out.
Yeah. And then that's that scene where he's in front of the Oireachtas committee and your woman's trying to grill him and he's, you know, you're talking to me?
Yeah, what?
You're talking to me?
Yeah. Who are you to judge me? I built this empire. Why shouldn't I do it all for me? Yeah, look at you. You bums. You all would have done the same. Hoo-ha.
John Delaney. This could be a kind of tough one for you.
I think he's in his early... No, hold on. Remember his 50th was a while back. And there was all the trouble over that.
Yeah.
You remember all the money and all the staff paid a pittance while he spent a fortune.
He was using the staff to actually cater his party or wait on tables or something as part of their FAI salaries.
Yeah, right, I got this. He'd be like 57.
He's only 52, man.
Whoa.
But that's what I was going to say.
I thought that party was ages
ago. I was going to say that to you because I think he, with the old suit and the silver fox, he looks a bit older than he actually is.
And the indulgence, when you're getting free wine, food and chocolate and everything you want for the rest of your whole life, is very... He's only 52.
52, yeah. Right, let's lift the mood with the lovable girl next door, the ultimate girl next door, Davina McCall.
Ah, yeah, Davina McCall, yeah. I like her, actually.
Yeah, everybody likes her.
I think so.
I think there's a touch of the Sandra Bullocks of her.
There is a touch.
You're not allowed not like her.
Yeah, she is. She's a load of old bullocks. Yeah, she's great. I like her a lot.
I do. She does seem like she would be sound.
She does, in fairness. Yeah, I saw lots of interviews with her. She was on Top Gear and all. I remember her being very normal and nice and everything.
Yeah.
She's like, she's still in her 40s, isn't she? Just about. 47.
52.
Oh, Jesus.
Joe, something. This could turn out
to be mad that she's the same age as Delaney.
Well, there you go.
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, they talk about having a whole generational difference in your face.
This could turn out to be like an Ireland match. You know, full game of two halves. You could be hitting the first half.
Yeah,
You might be better in the second half. Right, final one of the first half then, right?
They did score an own goal in the second half.
Right, there is that as well, yeah. Right, who will I give you to finish off with? Let me see. Right, I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you this one, right? Murder, She Wrote Herself.
Oh, Angela Lansbury
is celebrating her birthday today.
Good for her.
Is she still an Irish resident?
She is. She lives in Cork.
There you go. Angela Lansbury.
What a jovial little tune. What is a fur show that's about murder?
Yeah, exactly.
Happy, happy, happy.
Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to die.
Can you tell who it is? It wasn't I for the candlestick. Yeah, just such a happy tune about murder. It's unbelievable. But what a show. It was great crack.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a theory about them.
Watched it. Yeah, you told me this before. Now, remind me again, but you told me that. And I, to be honest with you, ever since you told me, I haven't had a chance to see one to put it to the test.
Yeah, well, as is the case in Scooby-Doo, right?
Right, what the, arguably the greatest crime, you know, thing of its genre.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah, it's the greatest dog crime solving show
possibly ever
made.
Yeah. I mean, so the first, tip of the hat to Lassie, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so the first person you see in it that isn't regular cast is the murderer in every episode.
Wow. I'm definitely going to put that to the test.
Yeah, I have
to. As soon as I can find another episode of Murder, She Wrote.
You see, it's always on telly when we were in here. That's the problem. You know, it's a great
show. It used to be great. It used to
drop the kids off to school.
It used to be in the afternoons, though.
Yeah.
That's when you and I used to watch.
But that's why it was perfect, because it was drop the kids off to school, make your breakfast. You get 5 minutes to yourself around 12 o'clock in the day. Sit down. Here we go, a bit of murder to lighten up the day. With a stabbing and a sandwich and a tea and a candle on the head, yeah. Right, I gotta say.
Anyway, the great Angela Lansbury.
She's
herself.
Like 93, I think.
Oh, so close, man. 94.
Ah, fart.
Right.
Fart, anyway.
Okay, so, to be fair, similar to last night, the first half wasn't good. That's
no.
That's all I'm going to say.
The second half was worse last night.
No, but no, you can do this. You've got actors, you've got rock legends, you've got GAA legends in the second half.
All right, okay, yeah, I'll keep the optimism up, so.
Absolutely.
Right, I'm as optimistic as a Dane coming to the Aviva.
Good stuff, Tara, 6:32, how are you today?
Good morning.
Hump day.
It's a bleh day, isn't it?
Are you feeling a bit?
I'm feeling a bit bleh.
Why? What's so bleh about today?
It's hump day for starters, yeah. So it's a bit bleh anyway.
Better than Tuesday, though. Come on.
Well, better than Tuesday, yeah, I suppose. But then Tuesday was my Monday, which made it better, you know? So at least I had that silver lining. It's cold. It's the first day where I've been genuinely, you know.
The first day?
I think I didn't find it cold this morning. Now I took the bike and all in today, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, I was cold this morning. And I think the best that can be said about today is that if you live in the east of the country, the sheets that I hung out in the laundry on the line this morning will probably be dry by the time I get in from work.
Hey,
and that's about the best thing I can say about today.
Brilliant.
It's great drying weather. That's it.
Great drying weather.
Isn't that like a bit of brightness about later on today, no?
Well, yeah, it's going to stay dry in the east. That's what they're saying.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm in the east and that'll do for
okay,
me.
Okay, but it's currently dark, so I'm not going to be optimistic about it being bright when it's still dark.
These dark mornings are a pox. They are. It's such an abrupt start to the day.
It is.
Getting out of bed when it's as black
as
night.
It's still the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, God, I'm in moany form, haven't I?
Yeah, we all are now.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you saying I put you in?
Yeah, you brought us all down now, Tara.
Wake up, Poppy.
How are we going to do this now? Got to drag everybody back out of the depression after
I've decided that she's right. It's cold as well. That's the end.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige and Family Affair. Sing Hallelujah from Dr. Alban was your get up and go song today. Hopefully that was the ear melter, although I doubt it, that Greg and Ballinasloe was looking for, but still. Anyway, Mary J. Blige, Family Affair. Actually, just before we do the second half of your birthdays, right, I just want to read you this WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
It's a lovely WhatsApp, right? This is restore your faith. And since you were, you know, Tara was dragging us down or whatever there, talking about the cold and shenanigans or whatever.
Yeah.
Check this out, right? This will make you feel good. It's from a lady called Jonelle. Right, from Los Angeles in California.
I was just
right?
about to say, that's a very American name.
Yeah, Jonelle. And she says, hello, PJ and Jim. American here. What a great way to start a WhatsApp. American here. I'm a carer for my mother, so I keep odd hours. Being able to listen to you in the middle of the night, my time, brings such joy to my life. Thank you for always being so upbeat and hilarious. When you make me laugh, it makes my mother laugh as well, which is a priceless gift from Jonelle.
In LA, in California. Not at all. Thank you for being along for the ride with us, too.
What an amazingly lovely message to get.
It is now.
I mean, you get that from the other side of the world, from Jonelle in Los Angeles and California.
Get out.
You get all of that love and appreciation.
Yeah.
And then there's people like Dan in Cork.
Ah, what's he done now? What's he done?
Well, he hasn't done anything yet, but he will do before the day is out. You just know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but anyway, you get so used to taking digs, you just wait for them every morning.
Yeah, Jonelle, thank you very kindly.
Thank you very much, Jonelle.
Best wishes to you and your mum.
We're unburstable now for the rest of the
day. That's it, yeah.
The negativity of the half.
It's all gone.
Gone.
It's all gone. Right now, bestowed with that new sense of purpose and positivity, BJ.
Bestowed on me. I'm ready to fight, Jeff.
This is it. Let's do the birthdays. Right, second half. Going to start with a GAA legend, albeit that he is a GAA Kerry legend. Own the Bomber Liston.
Own Liston?
Yeah.
Right. God.
Now, he would have been...
I'm just thinking.
Was he in his pump when you were a kid?
Yeah, he would have been, wouldn't he?
Like when you were being brought by your dad and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Was that when he was like really flying?
I'm trying to remember, to be honest. It's very hard to remember.
He's the beardy lad, isn't he?
Bomber. Yeah. Oh, this is very hard. I can't play. You know the way I just find it really hard to place in it?
Yeah, because it all merges into your childhood.
I'll tell you what the problem with GAA is as well. You get so used to playing the same people all the time.
Yeah.
That it's very hard to separate. And then you get to an age where there's just, you look back at everything and it's a blur.
Yeah.
And you start going, do you remember when Jamie Keaveney passed the ball to David Connolly?
And you go,
what are you talking about? Yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah. Do you remember Stephen Cluxton and Bobby Doyle playing together and all? Oh, like one of them was older and the other was only starting. No, man. There was like 40 years in the difference.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I know,
it never happened. So, it's hard enough. Yeah, but I guess he's around Pat Spillane era, right?
I would have thought so.
I would have thought so.
That neck of the woods.
Yeah, he's definitely from when Kerry expected to win all Ireland. Oh, they always expect to win. Sure, wasn't it great to see them expecting to win the last one? Right, I got to say, the Bomber is 64.
Oh, not bad.
Really?
62.
Ah.
So at least your eras were right.
You're giving it all the 52s and 52s and 62s today.
Right, well then,
aren't you?
Since you say that, what about this bloke, right? This is fella, it wouldn't normally be somebody I'd have included, except you said something yesterday that I thought, right, well, that'll have to go in. Peter Bowles! The actor from the Irish RM.
Yeah, the most famous moustache on Irish television
Absolutely,
for many years,
yeah. And then you said he was it was a medical drama. And now it's wrecking me head trying to remember what it's called.
I can't for the life of me.
Because we know the song.
I am H-A-P-P-Y, I am H-A-P-P-Y, I know I am, I'm sure I am on Bowles until I die.
And I can't.
If anybody knows the name
of
that, if anybody knows the name of what that program
was. It's stressing me out since I was talking about that show yesterday.
087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you know what show that is. But Peter Bowles was in it. I think James Boland was in it as well.
Yeah. God, I can't think for
no,
the life of
me. No, he's not a young man.
He's not. Because when I was a kid, he was the old lad in the Irish RM.
Well, there you go.
Remember the Irish Royal Magistrates? Remember that show?
Yeah.
Only when I laugh
seems to be
the one. That's what it was called, yeah.
Only when I laugh.
Does it?
Thank you very kindly.
Only when I laugh. The Irish RM was a great show. It was so weird. And your man, who is in Fair City now, the grey-haired lad who owns the diner thing,
right,
was the young fella in the Irish RM. Do you remember? He was cheeky chappy.
It's when you said Fair City there, you lost me.
You don't know where you haven't lived, Jim. Fair City's fantastic drama of the Dublin Empire.
The Irish RM was like a Downton Abbey of its day.
It was the Irish Downton Abbey. And your man Peter Bowles, he was such a
so very well spoken.
So very well spoken. Yeah, I didn't know.
We'll be having a hunt.
Did you know that this is a TV show? I just thought we were living our lives. No idea that the rest of you was scripted even.
Right.
But he's 90.
No, don't go 90s.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, right. Well, he's the tail end of the other one then.
No, he's not the tail end of the other one.
Get out of it. Is he not?
Look, I'm doing my best here, dude. I'm nudging it towards.
Jesus, I thought he was like in his 60s or 50s when he was doing the Irish RM.
No, it's at all. He probably was his 40s, maybe.
Oh, bloody hell. Right, he's 83 then.
Yay!
Well,
how did you get that?
Oh, hand it to me. Hand it to me. Even
right,
though you did.
Come on. We're on a roll. We're on a roll, right? Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins from The Shawshank Redemption.
The Shawshank
what
Redemption.
What a movie that is.
That in itself would be enough nearly to get you there.
What
we can still do this. There's two left.
Right, okay.
This bloke, Tim Robbins, and one more.
Tim Robbins, right. Shawshank Redemption. Best movie he ever did.
What else was he in?
It doesn't matter. He doesn't even matter.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Like, we knew his face beforehand, but he was only the fella from The Thing.
Yeah.
And then he did Shawshank, and now he's does the Shawshank, and he's the fella from The Other Thing. That's
exactly.
It. That's all we remember him for. He is 56.
He's 61.
Ah, for the love of...
Right.
Ship.
And not that it matters, but Flea is celebrating his birthday today.
Ah, who cares now? I've lost interest. Stupid band, anyway. Give it away. You give it away.
Right.
You give it
I'll
up.
Tell you,
give I'll, it up, give it up, give
I'll,
it up.
I'll give it away, give it away, give it away to you. He's not quite 60.
Right. He's 59.
Oh, for God's sake, 57.
Ah, bloody hell.
Anyway, let's try and get a few
the
more
Red
WhatsApp.
Hot Chili Dippers. Yeah. Who cares about them anyway? Ah.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Dippers.
Naming a band after a blooming.
Yeah.
Findus product.
Under the bridge in town is where you belong.
Aha, take on me here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 10 past 7. Morning to you, folks. Wednesday, happy hump day to you, October 16th. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008 in the old WhatsApp. I've just been doing a load of replies to the WhatsApp there.
Right, yeah.
Just been, you know, replying to people on the old WhatsApp.
You have not, have you?
The old personal touch. Never a bad thing. Is it never a bad thing?
Yeah. Oh, look at you there. Oh, yeah, look at you.
Doing a little bit, you know, for customer relations.
First hands. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Tell you.
By the way, listen, a couple of things that we have to do. Elf Terry's been on, long time loyal listener to the show that he is.
Of course he's been on. Liverpool are playing United this weekend. Of course he's on.
No, but
he's acting all friendly again before the blow.
Exactly, yeah. Before the mauling. He hasn't actually been on about Liverpool-related things, but he wants to wish his beautiful wife, Linda, a massive happy fourth wedding anniversary.
Yeah, yeah. We all know, Linda, what he's really up to here. Using you together to buddy up. So he can deliver the hammer blow.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you have a great day, Linda. Mr. Terry, not so much.
So there you go. Happy anniversary to you, Linda.
Happy anniversary. Have a good one, Terry.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Linda wasn't a Liverpool supporter?
Sure, how would she be with you?
That's true, yeah, yeah. How would you manage it?
Your man. Sure, your man. I'd say he got married wearing the jersey with the collars of the jersey folded
well,
over his tie.
Well, in fairness, he did actually send us a picture then of the, you know the way wedding cakes have toppers?
Yeah.
And normally, like, it's a little man in a tuxedo and a little woman in a
yeah, thing. Yeah.
Terry's, as you might be able to see there, slightly different.
Oh, my God.
Because there's himself in the full Liverpool kit.
Yeah.
And I suspect he has Abby. That's bound to be Abby in the Liverpool kit.
Yeah,
well,
and his brother, who's the United fan, is in there, look.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a son.
No. Is that... Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody's wearing a United jersey.
Yeah,
on that
yeah. Well, I know his brother or his son, or both of them, maybe, are into it, so...
That's brilliant. God, that'll be a great household this weekend.
At least the dog looks disappointed in him.
And also, just very quickly, Colin, a.k.a. Super Spark, we forgot his birthday yesterday and he was none too happy. He was on whinging. So, Colin, belated happy birthday
belated
to you.
Belated happy birthdays very much, sorry.
Right. What's the story,
so,
PJ?
There's apparently a lot of snoozy people around the country this morning.
Right.
Yeah, as of now, it's begun. The snooze fest has begun. So modern routine, apparently, when you get out of bed in the morning, new survey has been done, right?
Right.
Says it takes about 45 minutes to get yourself together to go to work. It's about a 45 minute stretch, right?
Yeah. That sounds a bit...
Fierce long, I think.
That's not far off.
Run around the shower, leg it out the door, and then do all your stuff in here when you're pretending to work. So about 45 minutes. That includes checking your emails, scrolling through your social media.
Here.
Do you know what I do? I get out of bed, right, and I'm guilty as charged. They say that loads of us, like apparently, three in ten, the first thing they do is check their social media. I do that. I haven't even got out of bed yet. And then I get into the car and I drive here, and when I arrive here, so just to make myself not be so soul destroyed, right, I say downstairs and I check my email in the car, and it's the only time I ever check it.
Right.
Just before I come into work, and then I close it up and then go, yeah, nothing important in there. I delete all the mails, basically, that were sent to me is what I do. That's what we do. So we all are addicted to snoozing. It's a really big problem that we hit the snooze button. I've never understood the snooze button. I'm putting it out there. Fair play to you if it does something for you. I've never understood it.
To me now, it's almost more of an irritation. Like the average snooze thing is what, 5 minutes, is it, or 10 minutes, or how long do you get out of the snooze
thing? No, Jim, you don't understand. You're mad. You have it all wrong. because you've never been in the pit of despair that people do this. So one in five people don't get out, but one in five people don't hit the snooze button just once. So one in five people are setting about five alarms.
Ah, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. They're getting like, they're setting something.
Just set the last one and have an extra 20 minutes.
Look, you're talking to the converters. I agree with you more than completely. But have you never been like lying down with someone in the bed and the alarm goes off? Beep, 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 beep. And then they turn it off and then you can hear them snoring. You're like, wait a minute. I'm awake now. I'm awake now.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
And then 5 minutes later it goes again. Beep, 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 beep. Off. Now I'm awake. This person is asleep for the second time. It's now the third time this morning. They've been asleep.
Yeah.
And then beep, 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 beep. And they do it again and again and again. And then they have another alarm set for like maybe a half an hour or 40 minutes later than the first one went off. I can never understand
it. No, I don't get that.
Never, ever, ever understand.
I mean, for a start.
Go to bed. Your problem is in the morning. They always say to me, oh, I hate the mornings. Oh, I'm not good in the morning. Your problem is in the morning. Go to bed. If you went to bed earlier, you wouldn't have this in the morning. You just, your alarm would go off. You'd have a load of sleep and you'd get out of the bag.
Well, that's it. Yeah, because the thing about it is, right, I couldn't trust myself with a snooze.
I wouldn't know.
I mean, for a start, like you, right? And I'm assuming like Mike and Tara as well. Because of the times we come in here, every minute is precious.
Every minute.
So you literally
every
don't.
Minute.
I mean, you wouldn't give. I wouldn't give myself that lead. If I thought, right, that's it. Okay, I have to get up at 4:30, so I have to get up at 4:30. What I wouldn't do is I wouldn't set it at 4:15, and then 4:20, and 4:25. And I'd be literally 4:30, that's it. I now have to get up, boom.
There's people go to bed at 10, at 11 o'clock and set their alarm for midnight and spend the next 4 hours turning it on. Mike, are you a snoozy man? Are you a snoozer? No, he's not a snoozer.
No, hang on a second, but I'm going to get him to fess up because Mike is a multi-alarmist.
Are you?
Yeah, I have alarm paranoia without a doubt.
Yeah, because people on the WhatsApp haven't even noticed that. They immediately start texting and Mike text or set loads of alarms.
Yeah, I do.
Why wouldn't you just set the one and get up?
I have paranoia. I don't know what it is. It's ever since when I started, I start getting up at the wrong time. Do you remember that, PJ? In the early days.
Oh, like, yeah.
I used to have showers at midnight and everything.
Yeah, he'd be walking around the middle of the night. He'd have to go back to bed and realise.
I was so confused.
Yeah, walking out the door at 1 o'clock in the morning, going, what's this after happening? Back at us, back at us. Remember you used to do that to your sister? No, I used to do that to my sister when we were kids. Wake her up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. You're late for school! You're late for school! Have her standing there and then go back to bed. She's got all her gear on.
I never did.
God, what a horrible big brother you were. But anyway, but are you a snoozer as well as a multi-alarmist?
I'm a check my emails and Twitter first thing in the morning.
Oh, that's
how you do.
Yeah, do that for about 5 minutes.
Oh my God, no! I literally have to fall out of bed into the shower, and that's then maybe there's hope of actually being able to do the rest of the things you have to do.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't know what people get out of it, but they do it.
One in five
huge.
Is a snoozer.
One in five people is a heavy snoozer.
Right.
Yeah. This is all they say. The best thing you can do is eat us. Look after us with Flavins last week. You nearly think this is connected. It's not though. They say don't press the snooze button. They say the best thing you can do is get your night's sleep. Get up, as Jim says, science Jimmy, Professor Jimmy over here. Get up when your alarm rings. First thing you should do, they say, is have a slow release energy breakfast. So like the old Flavins porridge or something like we were talking about last week. And then you'll have much better day. You have much more quality to your sleep because you've unbroken sleep.
Yeah.
And we all know that the crappier your sleep, the crappier your day the next day.
Big styly. Big styly.
I never stop moaning if I can't get it. Well, no, I don't stop. In fact, I don't moan a lot. The problem is if I don't get a night's sleep, I continue dreaming through the entire day. So I come in here and then people are saying things to me. I'm like, I haven't a clue what you're talking about. I haven't a clue.
Roll it back to where you say you don't moan a lot?
I don't. Yeah, I know. I think I'm generally a very good natured sort of spreading the good news. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Don't you start at me now, right? I'm in a good mood.
Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Almost time for the hit bit. €920. 087-188-0008. Let Magic Mike know if you want to play. Don't give us your guess, as PJ says. Just let us know you want to play and Magic Mike will get you on the case. But now... Actually, do something. Before this story was even... Before Mike came in and we were, you know, talking about what we do on the show today and all this kind of stuff, there was actually a WhatsApp in from Gabriel.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? who, and I couldn't understand what it was off the back of. But he turned around and he said, really, shouldn't the first baby born in space be PJ's? What with him being a spacer and all?
I don't think anybody wants... a few things here. I don't think anybody wants to have a baby with me. I don't think I'd make a very good father. And I also think, of all the things you can be in the world, Irish, American, German, European, African, in this day and age, do you really want to be a spacer on top of it all?
Do you want to be an extraterrestrial?
Yeah, do you really want to be an extra? Do you really want E.T. to be your... like, you know what I mean? Filling out the census. I mean, it'd be just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? You get to... like, you're writing down in the census. Place of birth.
Space station.
Outer space.
Like, it's ridiculous. And they're saying the first baby born in space could be within the next 12 years.
Right.
So this to me now, I have to say... And I, you know me, I don't like moaning very much.
No.
But this turns out to be the most hipster nonsense I have ever heard in my life. I thought it was bad when they were munching kale and coffee and all of that. But now, a space baby, that's the new thing everybody wants.
And why are they saying this is going to happen? Just because we'll have colonies and stuff?
No, they're planning. Wait. Right, okay, here it is, right?
Oh, it's a dirty weekend in space.
It's not a dirty weekend, you aegis. It's 9 months after the dirty weekend.
No, but it's as a result of a dirty weekend in space.
Well, we can do that bit anyway. So Dr. Egbert Edelbrook.
Egbert
Edelbrook.
Brilliant.
He's founder and chief executive of this Spaceborne United is the name of the company, right? Believe it or not, there's a company called Spaceborne United. It sounds like a football team.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really bad football team. Worse than Ireland. Spaceborne United. And they're designing missions where pregnant women will be able to give birth in orbit, right? Now, it's... not for the whole pregnancy, obviously. You can't go to space for 9 months. That would be ludicrous, apparently. So what you do is you go up on these missions, 24 to 36 hour missions, and then you'll be able to have your baby in space. And speaking at the first ever Space and Science Congress of Asgardia, the space nation in Darmstadt, Germany.
Oh my God.
Dr. Edelbrook said he thought this will happen by 2031. So there you go. So now it's lower Earth orbit, just outside the... gravitational.
Did he happen to say why? Is it just because somebody wants to
just
have a baby?
Just because people want to. Just because that's it. It's a purely I want to do it.
When you had that story first, right, I thought you meant it was an inevitability.
That's what I thought.
We'd be
too,
set up in space to be people living in space, to be people spending a lot of time on the space station, and as a result, inevitably, there'd be a relationship or something and a baby would be born. I thought it was all that sort of almost spontaneous thing. But you're saying
not
somebody actually wants...
No, it's like when people say, I want to have a baby in a cow shed or whatever, you know? They come up with all these things. He's saying, oh no, space is great for it. He goes, because space has a tendency to induce labour and all this crap. This is what he's saying. I mean, would you get out of it, right? I just want to make a point, right? Yeah. I have a friend, right?
Yeah.
And my friends, right, when every time, and in fairness to her, it was her first baby, right? And there was a thing, right, where every time the poor woman farted, it was like, grab the bag, that baby's coming! Yeah, the amount of false starts, right? Jumping into the car, they had the night bag stashed at the front door.
The whole thing, you know, all the whole set, ready
your
to roll.
Your man knew his role. Get this, get that, get the other. I get into the car. That was a drill. It was like a fire drill. They were having alarms, pressing on the phone. And labour, let's go. Acting it out, ready to go. Into the car, down the road. The amount of times they got to the hospital and the hospital turned them away.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine getting into a space
rocket?
You're
only 6 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
It's not... Are you sure, though?
But can you imagine?
You're 6 weeks in.
But seriously, like, imagine how many times you're going to go to space and go, oh no, sorry, you just needed a fart. You're going to launch a rocket. How much money are you talking? You're going to get up just outside the atmosphere and then, oh, gee. Wind.
It was indigestion. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, your man's, again. It's costing
$50,000
a fart. It's costing me now at this stage. It's getting outrageous. And that's not like, I don't know, it just sounds like, it's another one of these things that,
yeah,
I don't even know what to say about it. It's like space babies. You're gonna go to all that trouble and for you to have a space baby, and then for everybody just to call your baby a little spacer or the alien.
Oh, yeah,
for the rest
and,
of
and inevitably it'll be the kind of people who want to call their baby Moonbeam and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Mars Attacks.
Going into school then. Imagine.
Or whatever.
Oh, Jesus, here comes Star Trek now. Here we're going to have to listen to Spock for the rest of the...
Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit. with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hip hip. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hip hip. There you go, it is.
It's the reverberation, that's the one that does it. It's the stuff at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Shakes the very ground, doesn't it, Michael?
Oh, it does, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
It shakes the cockles.
Yeah. Shakes the cockles of your foundations.
It certainly does, Batman.
So there you go, €920 what we have on the hit bit today. All for you, if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this, and we'll give you that cash. So Heather Cullen in Kildare is going to play first. How are you getting on, Heather?
Not bad, are yourselves, man.
Oh, great, yeah. Heather, you?
Alright, not raining, so not too bad.
Not too bad.
Where are
bad.
You on the move to? Is it work?
No, I just dropped my son into work and then I have to come home and take the kids to school.
Dropped the son into work? He's looked after, isn't he?
Yeah, he's spoiled.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God, you want to start getting paid for that? You want to start get yourself a taxi place, dropping people left, right and centre?
I think I need to. Yeah. We're going to be busier this weekend when my daughter goes running. She's running in the counties for County Kildare.
Oh, well done. Good best for her. Luck. Right, best of luck to
give
her, so.
Our best, yeah.
Right, let's try and raise some sponsorship money for her, so. What do you think it is, Heather?
I think it's Culture Club Comic Chameleon.
Right, oh, yeah,
God, that's a biggie. Right. If it turns out to be that, that is a biggie. Big number one from the 80s.
Heather. Yeah. Heather from Kildare. It's wrong. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I bet you changed colour there with the fright, did you?
Oh,
lads! That's a thinker.
Bad.
It's a thinker.
That's a subtle one.
It's
that
a subtle
is.
One now.
Very good. Yeah.
How long did it take you to think of that one?
I bet you don't even get it, Heather. Yeah. Along the line.
Excuse me, I can remember singing that, so I can. With the red and gold and green. So there you go. Yes,
we are only showing off.
You promised me an ugly mug.
Well,
an ugly mic, yeah.
An ugly
Well, you've got him. He's here.
Yeah, he's right here.
Well, Mike, I want my ugly. It's the only. You promised me an ugly mug a few months ago when I was on your breakfast quiz, and I never got it.
Oh, well, my God, Michael.
Well, show me
well,
the proof.
This is awkward.
This is awkward.
It's the only show you get abuse and have to dish prizes out to the people
give
you abuse.
I'm waiting first so I can have my cup
Jim,
of tea in the morning.
Jim, get her off the line.
Okay.
Right, Heather, we won't let this drop.
We'll leave
this
Ugly Mike to
this will become an investigation for us, Heather. Leave it with us. Take care of yourself.
Oh, no. I want to promise to me now.
Oh, for God's sake, she's not giving up.
Jeepers, get rid of her. She's going to get us all in trouble. See you later, Heather.
Good luck.
Oh, my God. She's taking no prisoners.
I'll tell you, Mike, you're on your own there, buddy.
No
prisoners.
That was awkward now, I have to say.
Good luck answering the phone for the rest of the day. Gordon in Cork. Gordon O'Brien in Cork is going to have a go. How are you, Gordon? Patiently waiting.
Not fine, are you?
Not bad at all. What's the crack with you today, Gordon?
Just waiting to go into work there now.
Now, have you anything you'd like to say to Mike this morning, seeing as though he's all getting picked on?
Ugly Mike, is it?
Ugly Mike.
Oh, now it's become a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Said twice and it's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Now, I tell you what you can do, Gordon. The best thing of all is to just take the money off him. That'll really sicken him.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What are you going for?
Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling.
On the ceiling, right.
Only just played it, like, moments ago.
Yeah, right, so I'm like...
Lionel Richie, say you. No, say me.
thanks a million, Gordon.
Thanks
cheers.
For having a go. Cheers.
Take it easy, bye.
Bye, man.
I
enjoyed that.
I actually enjoyed it.
That was a good one.
I said, considering he got battered with the ugly mug, the ugly mic.
One of the greatest hit bits ever.
Yeah, and then he still comes out with that pun. I have to say, it was his day.
Hats off. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim and our little padded cell. It's bursting at the seams here because we've got the cast of the panto.
Yeah.
The Olympia panto.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Olympia panto, the best panto in town.
The only panto in town, PJ. Hello.
Is there another panto, PJ? Is there even another panto?
Hopefully they'll pretend you shows around the place. I've heard it all right at best. So thanks a million for coming into us, and well done again. What is it this year?
It is Cinderella.
and at the Olympia Theatre. So thanks very much for having us in.
No problem. Yeah.
By the way, we should just tell people who we've got. We've got Ryan Andrews with us. We've got James Treese with us. We've got Aaron McGregor with us. And who are some, like part of the cast, but we like to think the important ones.
Oh, well, like, I'll give you the fiver afterwards.
Really, the only really the good members of the cast.
Well, I suppose we're the best representation. We all represent the different aspects of the pantomime. I realise now I don't know where I'm going with this.
We're here anyway.
And actually, James, in fairness, you must really always look forward to kind of panto season, because it's a great opportunity for you to dress down.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
You were waiting on that all morning.
I only have a pair of wings, and I'd like to think that I'm kind of the plus size hairy Victoria's Secret model. That's the fairy godbrother that I'm going for this year.
Actually,
yeah,
we should establish who's playing what. So is that your role?
I'm the fairy godbrother.
The fairy godbrother.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And then Ryan, you're playing the part.
I'm Ollie.
You're Ollie.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of like the town Egypt kind of running around. Yeah, yeah.
I've been playing that part for a long time.
Yeah. You got some competition here. Right?
But Ollie has his catchphrase. Ollie. Ollie. Ollie.
Ollie. Ollie. Ollie. Ollie.
There we go. That's Ryan.
So that means you, Aaron. Then you're going to be.
The ugly sister.
No, not outrageous.
I don't know where they got that from.
Outrageous.
No, you'd be lucky.
It is. I was chatting to you outside, Aaron. You're reasonably new still to the whole performing thing. Obviously, you've been doing a bit of panto, but you're loving it, right, so far?
This is the first time that people are like, be yourself, go bigger. I'm like, what? I can be loud. I can be, like, eccentric. I can be mad. And it's just out there, and I absolutely love it. It's just freedom on stage, right?
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
that buzz.
Well, I do. I know what you mean, because in TV you do a bit of telly and it's always like pull it back, make it more normal.
Yeah.
Whereas you get on stage, especially with panto, and they're just saying bigger.
But
that's what the best thing about, I think, about the panto is, say from Philemon, like Philemon, if you make a mistake, you can do 10 takes, 15 takes, whatever way you want. Panto, there's just one take, and it's 2.5 hours long. Once that curtain goes up till it comes down, anything can happen, and you have to go with the punches as well. So that's what that buzz, the adrenaline. There's nothing like it.
Well, that is the crack with panto, isn't it? It's the anything can happen sort of element.
But
because you don't know what your audience are going to do, right?
And every audience is different. So from a Monday matinee to a Saturday night, you want two completely different shows, like, you know. So like the innuendos that the Saturday night want, and you know, so it's kind of known what
they mistakes
want.
I mean, I absolutely love
mistakes.
I actually I am behind it. I don't like move. I'm like this, waiting on someone to make a mistake, and when they make a mistake, it's the only thing where it's like mistakes are welcomed.
I'm
right
to see where the ugly sister bit came in here now.
No, you know, the newbie junior that's like taking it all in, like, this is really good. I was like literally laughed at every single joke for the whole 3 weeks of it. Like, I just loved it. Junior, I'm the junior of the panto.
Brilliant. Come here, listen, tell it. So the story, the actual title, it's called Cinderella, the Story of Cinders and Our Fella.
Yes.
So I'm assuming there's going to be a bit of a twist now compared to the traditional Cinder story, yeah?
There's always a bit of a twist, I think. Definitely.
Oh, but you're not giving it away.
Well, I don't actually know what it is yet. So. It is Cinderella, isn't it?
Yeah, Cinderella.
Okay. I see, as the fairy godbrother, I'm going to be winging it. I've waited all year.
Thank you. Give him an award already.
Thank you very much.
It does show the utter chaos of a panto. Now, this is what I love about panto. Like, you're sitting here and you're kind of going, what's the story? Who cares? Who cares? You just know it's going to be good, it's going to be great crack, and it's going to be absolutely mayhem.
There's a start, middle, and an end, and that's all we know at this stage. It's going to be mental.
So, and like, rehearsing for it, then that must be pretty intense as well. Because, in fairness, like, it's a lot of energy goes into one panto performance, not like a normal performance. Like, like you were saying, Aaron, it's 100%, right?
Yeah.
So given that every day in rehearsal, it must be exhausting, right?
It can be, and it really is. And we do the two shows a day, but it's when you have the likes of James, Aaron, Simon Delaney is directing it. Like, it's a good buzz in the room. So like, when everyone's working together, you don't really see the hard work. You kind of just think it's
bit of crack.
So when does it actually start in terms of first performance? What's the first night on stage that people get to actually see it?
The 20th of December.
The 20th of December,
excellent.
So looking forward to all
Are tickets on sale at the moment, actually?
They are
tickets
indeed.
They are indeed.
On Ticketmaster.ie.
Well, Aaron, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, that was literally the reason Aaron was brought to
the DJ is holding up.
That is
saved it. Mail. It was saved mail.
To say that
information
early. I was like, what date do we start again?
Now, the good news, of course, is that we have two family passes to give away as well. So we're going to need a way of giving this away. So we're going to need a question.
James, as a fairy godbrother, you are going to give the tickets away. So what is that question you've been Working on the last while.
Okay, the question is...
Look at the fear in his face.
When Ollie says, Ollie, 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 do you say, boo, boo, boo? Or do you say, oi, oi, oi? There you go. Perfect.
Wow, highbrow. Highbrow.
Very highbrow. Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah. Answer wisely. Yeah, you have one shot at these the tickets.
Terms and conditions apply.
Right, so there you go. 087-188-0008. You don't need the text sentence before. Just text in your name and either boo, boo, boo or oi, oi, oi.
What could it be?
Yeah, I haven't a clue. I still think the answer is Paris.
It is the Olympia Panto. Aaron McGregor, Ryan Andrews, James Patrice, all starring. It is Cinderella, we think, with a twist. Something's going to happen. There'll be some sort of Cinderella thing in there. Yeah.
Get your tickets now and oh God, as much as I hate saying it, happy Christmas.
Thanks very much. Yeah, sing it back from a loco here at Classic Hits. 20 past 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks a million for doing that. Big thanks to the guys from the Olympia Panto as well. They're a great bunch. They're a fun bunch, aren't they?
They are great. I really enjoy their company. They're really great, all of them.
James Patrice and Ryan Andrews, Aaron McGregor, all good fun. And the Olympia Panto. Of course, loads of people getting involved trying to win that family pass. That we have, family passes that we have. You can still get them in 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. You know the answer to the question. Not the most difficult question anybody's ever posed, in fairness, on the show.
No, not the hardest one.
Not
no.
exactly something you that might crop up. Although, then again, it might crop up in the breakfast table quiz. You just never know, really.
You never know. Although they've been harder, they've been a bit harder in the breakfast table quiz this week, I think.
Yeah.
But so I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
The breakfast table quiz is still to come. Also still to come, of course, is our biscuits and TV a bit later on.
Of course.
The programme was Rotten, the Avocado Wars... special.
Now you can guess which one of us came up with this suggestion first. Like you know, it wasn't me or Jim that came up with watching that one. Yeah. So I'll tell you, we've learned everything there is to know about avocados in the world.
You better believe it. And listen, if you watched it, right, we do want to get your opinion on it, what you thought of it. So if you did watch Rotten, the episode Avocado Wars, which was our one for biscuits and TV this week, 087-188-0008, you can let us know what you thought of it. And also, if you have a nomination. Like, for example, Shirley in Cove was on. She was nominating Wild Wild Country, which I know you and I have both seen.
That is...
amazing.
Amazing. Yeah.
Amazing that is, Netflix.
Like, yeah. I mean, we might keep it more sort of recent than that.
Yeah, that's been around a while.
But that is an amazing series. That if you haven't seen it, it's just hard to believe.
So out there.
From episode one to the last episode, the distance travelled. The
how
madness.
How did we get here?
It's unreal.
It's incredible. Yeah, Wild Wild Country. Thanks for that, Shirley. So that's still to come. And also, by the way, just a quick reminder, it's Howard Jones, Pearl in the Shell. That's your Winterfest song. Forever Young Winterfest song. For us today. So if you want to be in with a chance of winning this incredible VIP weekend package with accommodation and tickets and meals and champagne reception and drinks and meets and greets and the whole nine yards for the Winterfest happening on the 6th and 7th of December at the INEC Arena in Killarney, that's what you're listening for. Howard Jones, Pearl in the Shell. Only when you hear us, that's when you text WIN to 087-188-0008. Well, does it ring any bells now?
Honestly, not really. Like, it's a good tune, though. I'm enjoying it.
It doesn't ring any bells.
No. What's Howard Jones? What's the one he's...
1984. Howard Jones.
Yeah, he's known for...
Oh, there's a couple of really big ones, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's new to me.
What is love?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a cracker.
There's that one.
I like it, though. I have to say, Pearl in the Shell. New to me.
There you go.
Just took me about 34 years to find it. There you go.
Anyway, that was our Winterfest song for today. Forever Young's amazing indoor festival, Winterfest, happening on the 6th and 7th of December at the INEC Arena in Killarney. Tickets are on sale at the moment, but all this week we have this incredible prize to hand out. I think Damien's probably going to do it on Friday, the actual winner announcement. But we're taking qualifiers every day. And what a prize. I mean, it's incredible. As PJ said on a couple of occasions, it's almost better than being one of the bands performing at this. Because you get the full package, obviously tickets. You get accommodation at the Glen Eagle, the INEC Glen Eagle. The meals, you get the champagne reception, the drinks, tokens, the meet and greet with all of the acts. And bear in mind, this is not just for you. It's for five of you.
Yeah.
You and four of your mates get all of this.
It's basically backstage treatments, like the same as the acts are getting on
it's
the
incredible.
Day.
Incredible. And look, the likes of Howard Jones, the likes of Nick Hayward, who we played yesterday, Altered Images, the Christians are there, Nick Kershaw, Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet, and there's loads more of other stuff going on. another act to be announced as well. It's incredible. It's going to be a cracking couple of days, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Right, do we have a qualifier?
We do, I think, yeah. I have to look inside the magic box here. So it's Eamon Byrne in Dublin. So well done, Eamon Byrne. You are the qualifier. You're into the hat. Michael picked the proper winner, do you hear me? Well, he'll pick, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Cross your fingers, Eamon. That's all you need to do.
Well done, Eamon, on getting involved. And of course, more chances to do it through the day. Here at Classic Hits, and we'll have another chance for you tomorrow on the show as well. The other thing is, can we just mention briefly, right? PJ has just come across a story, just by accident. We hadn't planned to do this on the show or anything, right? But he's just come across a story in relation to that whole Extinction Rebellion thing that was going on here last week, right? It's in London at the moment.
Well, it's still going on in England. You see, it's become quite controversial in England, and they've banned it now. They've actually said the right to assemble for Extinction Rebellion is now illegal.
Right. But the thing about it is, the reason, and we're not getting into the whole thing behind it, right, but there's just one tiny little aspect of it that has really caught the imagination, and that was the arrest of a bloke called Mr. Broccoli.
It was a fan. If you haven't seen the video, we'll try and post it up on our socials now in a minute. But Mr. Broccoli, he got arrested yesterday. You want to see him? He's in a full suit and he looks exactly like broccoli wearing a suit.
Absolutely. It's a proper broccoli head and all.
Yeah, and he's holding a stalk of broccoli. I don't know what he was arrested for. The video doesn't show that much. But as he's being arrested, it's one of the most English things I've ever seen. He screams to the camera, "Give peas a chance." That's a wonderful video. Wonderful.
Give peas a chance.
Give peas a chance. Brilliant. And he's there being interviewed on Good Morning Britain this morning.
Wow.
So we'll have to find out what he'll obviously tell the whole backstory of the very now famous arrest of Mr. Broccoli.
Yeah. And what of course happened. And then we found out that he wasn't the only vegetable arrested on the day.
He wasn't. Unfortunately, peas in a pod. A man dressed as peas in a pod was arrested very soon after. We don't know exactly what the circumstances
are. Is this just a kind of a group of policemen who didn't like their vegetables? Maybe they were force-fed broccoli and peas growing up as children.
But this is it, isn't it?
And they're just taking it out now on these.
Some of the comments, though, on the story on Twitter, if you just hashtag Mr. Brock, it's the funniest. I'm really, really enjoying the comments about it.
Yeah.
Gary Lineker, one of them, saying it's just one of your five arrests a day.
Yeah.
Other people saying he was definitely done for stalking.
Yeah.
Disturbing
the peas.
Blocking the dual cabbage way was a personal favourite of mine.
Honestly,
it's fantastic.
Do yourself a favour. Do a bit of a Google on Mr. Broccoli. It'll be well worth your while.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Heading towards Halloween, and the So Hotel Group have a range of spookingly good family breaks this Halloween in each of their locations. You can get all the information you need about them at sohotels.ie or indeed So Hotels Ireland on Facebook, including the likes of Fright Fest, which is happening along the River Shannon on Halloween weekend. It's near the Castle Oaks House Hotel in County Limerick. And that is the newest addition to the So Hotel Group. So to celebrate that, they're giving us a two-night family break along with dinner on one of the evenings and access to the leisure facilities at any of the So Hotel locations.
There you go. 7 the score to beat. Low enough score still.
Mm.
So 8 or more puts you into the lead. 3 days left in the week, of course, including today.
Well done.
Don't get me started on the counting. I don't like the counting. So Patricia Vaughan and Claire is going to have a go this morning. How are you getting on, Patricia?
Morning, Peter. Morning, Jim.
How are you, Patricia? How's formed today? What's the story?
Yeah, I'm really, really good. Here getting the kids out to school and love that prize.
Brilliant break for Halloween. What age are the kids, Patricia?
Well, I have twin boys. They're 7. And I have a 15-year-old as well.
Right,
so he's
brilliant.
He's just gone to school. So the twin boys are with me at the moment.
Right, so you've got a little bit of help.
I have.
Let's hope there's some 7-year-old related questions in here. Right.
The
good news, though, is, Patricia, at least it is only 7 to beat. So you ready to give it a bash?
Yeah. I'm going to give it a bit. Yeah.
Here we go.
Someone committing to a proposed scheme is said to sign on the dotted what?
Line.
Which word meaning very quick is also a term for a swift flowing part of a river?
Current.
Rapid. Prince released a 1987 double album called Sign of the What?
Of the Times.
Yeah, Quidditch is a game featured in what series of books?
Yes.
Harry Potter, in which Far Eastern language did the word kamikaze originate?
Japan?
Japan. The South African city of Durban overlooks which ocean?
Atlantic.
The Indian. According to the proverb, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him what?
Drink.
The Red Devils is a nickname for what Premier League football club?
Manchester United.
The Kremlin and St. Basil's Cathedral are in which Moscow square? When playing at home, what colour is the National Rugby Union shirt of Wales?
Yellow?
No, it's red!
That's a shame. Right, how are we doing? I don't know if it would have been quite good enough, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
See, they're a little harder this week, they are.
They're a little bit tricky, yeah.
Yeah, they're tricky.
That's okay.
Listen, Patricia, you're very good to have had a go at it anyway. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and getting the kids out to school and all the rest of it. And thanks for playing.
Thanks for letting me play this morning. I really appreciate it.
No worries.
Thank you for having a go.
Have a great day.
Take care of yourself, Patricia.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Now, there's a lovely person in flying form.
Absolutely
for a Wednesday.
Absolutely great form. Fair play to her. The two young lads were useless, but I suppose it's not fair to judge.
Patricia Vaughan there getting little or no help from our 7-year-olds.
Unbelievable. I tell you something, when I was 7 years old, I was making a quiz every day.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.